המדרגה של אוב יהודו. זה מנהג, כפור 18, you do three steps. They have to take three steps back, and they could take three steps ahead. The idea is that we take three steps. Amoker is the Rekeach. The Rekeach says, why we take three steps before we start the Davin? Because it says three times in the Torah, Vayigash. It says by the Yehuda Vayigash. Vayigash Eilov Yehuda. By Avrom. And by Elio. And Har HaKarmel. So, the Mefarshim explain, as I heard from Rav Shteyman, he said, what is the pshat? Three times it says, Vayigash, three steps. Yehuda was standing in the room with Yosef. He didn't have to come closer to him. But he took a step closer to show, Yehuda, I'm going to speak to you. Same thing Avram and Eliyahu. The Vayigash was just to show, Reini Muchen Mezuma. So when I'm davening, why are we going to daven to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emet Lifnei HaMelech? So b'meile, we make three steps, connecting these three Vayigashes, that the Merames, that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kvoid in Malo Olam, but we're doing a step, Kivyochel, to mekarim ourselves, Kilo Mimiyachad ourselves, we're going to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It says in the Pasuk, Vayigash of Yehuda Vayim Abi Adoini, Kichomoicho Kefaroi. So what is Kichomoicho Kefaroi? Rashi brings down different pshatim. Choshu Vanai Kemelech, Seif Cholilkes Betzoraz, Kmishilo Kefaroi, Adiskinosi, Papara Goizo Vein Mekayem, Vavacher, Kim Tiktikeni, if you, I will kill you, I will kill Paroi. The Yonis Ibn Uzira says a andere pshat. The whole time you were telling us, it's a loikim anoichi yore, it's a loikim anoichi yore. You were telling us, don't think I'm a goy. I'm Yerushalayim, chlishkin paroi. It's a loikim anoichi yore. Don't worry, zoi sasu, go back home, bring me yomim, it's a loikim anoichi yore. Now he tells us, now I see, it's a goy, I see the ala goyim. Ki chomecha ke paroi, you also like paroi. The whole time you were telling us, it's a loikim anoichi yore. Pitam now I see, nishkin a loikim yore. What happened to the Elohim and Eichi Yore? Ki chomecha ke paroi. You look like paroi. No difference in between you and paroi. The Sforno says a ander zach in Gansi. I'm going to yell at you. And I'm going to scream now. I'm going to fight. But don't think that I think that you're not like paroi. I machshit you like paroi. That's a shein apshat. Chomecha ke paroi. I know you're very choshu. I'm going now to argue, I'm going now to ask for Bakoshe, because I'm going to fight for Binyamin. But don't think, like I'm going to yell, so you think, oh, we're not Machshir, but maybe Paroi will get more, Yosef will get more upset, and maybe Yosef will not listen to them. So the Sponer says, Yosef, you told him, I gave him my Akdome. Ki chomoicho ke paroi.
What's the difference in Rashi? Rashi says, "Mikal v'omad shudav shudav elad koshes." I mean, one is
Rashi of Choshu. What can be Rashi? We have different Rashi.
No, two Rashis. Rashi says that you see they spoke them tough, and then he says Choshu v'afrein yikemelach.
No, say that.
He's saying the same thing.
Yeah, Rashi doesn't say why. Rashi doesn't explain. It's not Rashi says Choshu v'kemelach. The Sponer explains why he came to say Choshu v'kemelach. So the Sponer. Rashi comes about the Choshu v'kemelach. No, as was.
Right after Rashi says that.
So Rashi says more different. So what? Yeah? But it's like the spawn of Pshat. That the reason you're saying it, even that I'm going to speak against you, don't think I'm not machshiv of you. Maybe Azay Paro, you will be listening to them. And the Medrash says that Yosef told, Yehuda told them, Benimusim Shalonu, in our Torah state, Benimka Begnevosoi, only the im en loy v'nimkar b'gnevosoy. Only if he doesn't have, then you sell it. But if he has money, so if you chap a ganet, im en loy v'nimkar b'gnevosoy. But im yesh loy, you don't sell it. So, Yehuda told Yosef, we have money. He's told a Gavia, we'll pay. Kefir, Chaymesh. But why do you want to take him to heaven? In unsere Teire steht, only the Elo even him can bring the Vosse. So the Mephoshim, everyone matters like the Mephoshim in the Medrash. What he's telling him? Pauli says, he's a Ganev, he has to sit by me. You know, in our Teire steht, only him Elo even him can bring the Vosse. Say that. I'll be a Yid, I'll become your Teire. Naval, I'm Pauli, I'm Yosef. So Andos, as a legman in Yorub, I don't think it's So, as one pshat in the Mephoshim say that Yosef told him, Yehuda told Yosef like this: L'shitoscho, you said that the person that a gavia biyode has to die, and everyone else that sent them have to be sold. And this is what they told him in the beginning and the end of Parshas Miketz. L'shitoscho biyode a gavia yomus v'nachmu niyeh avodim. This is the benoyach esnerek novos. Yosef says to them, "No, I'm taking only him." You don't bachshi b'dinei goyim. If you're not going b'dinei goyim, it's like andere aloche. But the Mephoshim say andere has. But the Mephoshim say that Yosef told him, Yehuda told Yosef, why is aloche v'im en loy v'nimka v'ignevosa? Shmuel wants to punish the person. If the punishment is to pay, because then you sell the person. So the Torah says it's a punishment to be sold. It is a punishment to be sold. So why daf came in? I've shown him yeshloy also. So it's over like this. So he told him like this, that why a person will want to buy a Eved Knaya? Why they sell him? They sell him because he's told. Who wants to take a ganav into his house? Whatever you like to do, and the ganavim will not come in. You buy your person, then he's a ganav. Who wants to buy a ganav? But the Torah says, try to know why he steals. If he steals, because he doesn't have what to eat. So now that he will be by you and he will have what to eat, there's no reason for him to steal. But if he's the person that steals, even that he has money, so no one wants to buy it. So only the Elle the Nimka Begnevosai. But as Yeshloi, no one wants to buy it. So Yehuda is telling Yosef, this was Shet in Israel Tayyar. Why you need to be Elle? So he won, because they got it. He deserves. But he's a Ganev that has money. So what he likes the Gavia, he likes to pinch things. So what he wanted, he wants such a slave. Al Kocho, you know the truth that he didn't got it. You put the gevira inside. You start, you want Yosef. That's what he told him. Not a raya that you start trying to get Yosef. And Binyamin. Because if you really think that he's a ganav, you'll not want him. Because he's a rich ganav, he's not a poor ganav. He has everything what he needs, like a ben skunim. So why he took it? Stam. He has a zamidus, an illness, some people. They see a becher, they take. They have 20 bechers ready in the house. So why you want Binyamin? Al Koch, you know that he's not a ganav. You want me, want it? There's a pasuk in Mishle. Lo yovuzu leganev ki yignoiv lemales nafshoi ki roev. We're not buzzed to a ganev that steals what he doesn't have. The ganev that we buzz is a ganev that steals even that he has. That's the bad ganev. Now, zamot nezach. In the beginning, what Yehuda tells him? Yehuda tells him halsachai. The Medrash brings down, the Yenis brings down, if I will take out my knife, I will kill the whole Mitzrayim. He was all ready to fight. I could kill you, I could kill Paroi. Rashi says, Shadibir all of Koshes spoke hard Zachem. Was the Pshat. At the beginning, they find the Gavia, everyone tears the clothes. We look at the end of Parshas Miketz, Vayar Yosef. Manoimar, Manedaber, Eloiki Motzoyas Avon Avodecho, Inenu Avodim, Gama Nachnu, Gama Shomnitza, Agaviyah. Everyone is masking. You didn't come with a knife. Le'atzachayim doesn't make a difference. Yosef, you don't let us out, we're wiping off Mitzrayim. No, Le'atzachayim, Eloiki Motzoyas Avon Avodecho, Gama Nachnu, Gama Shomnitza, Agaviyah, Beyodoy, we stay. Yosef says, it's enough. You know what? Yosef, Binyamin can stay, you can go back. This is Le'atzachayim. Either you give me Binyamin, or I'm filling over this whole city. He came, Yehuda came and said, listen, you're right, Yosef, we're wrong. All of us are staying here. He says, well, you know what? All of you can go back. Leave me, only Binyamin. So, you know, I promised my father to come back. He had to tell him, a second ago, you wanted to stay here. It was no problem. You're asking to stay here. Chai. So the kids are nicer. So the Samad is up. Zogt in the series, the Gewaldi Gewalt. It's a couple of Mahalchim. But the Batish Devel says that Yehuda, nice Samad is up, the father will die. You offer that all of you will stay. What will be with the father? Avdecha all of us are now.
Nobody comes back, it's not a problem.
Why? Yeah, you think Yaakov would not be angry if no one comes back? So Yaakov's a now.
He'll
come to
Mitzrayim.
He could come now also.
Why?
Look at the Nesivis. Pshat is as a But the Batish Devel says that if all of them will stay there, eventually they'll find a way to run away. They will stay with Binyamin, the same room. Achim HaKadoshim, yeah? They'll move the bars, but they'll go. When he tells them anyone could leave, Binyamin will stay. That's kind of sad. Before we're planning to stay together, should we get an answer? We'll become friendly with you. We'll be all of us together with Binyamin. We'll find a way back to Eretz Yisrael. But if you want to send us and leave Binyamin, yeah, but this is Balabatish. And the Siva said, give all the Keteretz. And the Siva said like this. And if you see the second before, the brothers said to each other, and before that, I'm saying in the middle of Peres Mikitz, when Yosef calls them in the house and he says, you know, the money, why did Shmuel did it to us? Like the pasuk, it's Perek Mem Beis, pasuk Memale, Vayomru Yishelochi, Vashem Imanachmu, Halachinu Asher Oinu Tzor Hasnaf Shei Bishchanu Nayolenu Vreishomanu. Alkin Boalino Atzor Azois. Islam Devel says, it was 22 years later. Miyad Cheshbin HaNefesh. There was all different stories in the meantime. Miyad, the brother said, no, this is because the story with Bechiras Yosef. Yishchal Nevelei Shomano. So they knew that the whole story was happening now as a punishment for Bechiras Yosef. So we have to stay in Mitzrayim. You can't fight when Hashem punishes you. Okay, Hashem wants to punish you. He doesn't want you to fight. When Hashem gives a patch, have to accept the patch. But when Yosef tells him you could go back, Binyamin, he said, Binyamin doesn't have a chet. And thank you, Binyamin didn't have a chet. So he said, no. So now Hashem wants to test us if we're Moshe Nefesh or Binyamin. Before, when Hashem told all of us to stay, so we didn't have it, Binyamin is nigger achar klal. It's a gzeir. We saw an asore of Rigamachus. In gzeir in the kabel. And he was the asore of the brothers. You know, the kabel didn't show up. Even a Zohar Gemalchus, years later, when the Kabbal didn't Shemayim alayim. They could have said Hashem to go. They asked, who is Levush Amadim? He said that, he said, no, Bezeisat and Mitposim. They also made a Cheshbon, Bezeisat and Mitposim. We have to sit in jail for what we did. The man came back, you're right, Anach and Ami, we're staying, when the Kabbal didn't Shemayim, don't fight when Hashem gives you Oynash. When you realize why Hashem is giving you the clap, you make Kabbal the clap. But in the minute that they realized that it's not a clap. And the minute that they realize that everyone is going away, Binyamin stays, oh, now Hashem is testing us. Will we be Moshe Nefesh with Binyamin or not? Maybe we will be Moshe Nefesh. Zog the Pasuk weiter. So he says over the whole story to them, וליוכל יוסף ויספק לכל הניצוב עמו לו ויקרו הציעו כל איש מעולי ולעומד איש איסטרי ביסבד היוסף אל אוכל והייתי נזכור מבחיר ואיש במצרים ואיש במספר ויאמר יוסף אל אוכל אני יוסף הועיד אבי חי וליוכלו איכוב לאן איסוי איסוי כי ניבלו מפה. So the Medrash says, אני יוסף הועיד אבי חי. What he asked them, they told him before, כי החל אל אובי והנער איננו איתי. פוסק למדלת, פנרא ברוע שרימצו אס אובי. הנער תבי פסוקים לילר, ויאמר יוסף אל אוכריב, אני יוסף, אוי לו ביחי. זוגים חזל, אוי לנו מיום הדין, אוי לנו מיום התכייכו. זוג דבי סלוי, he told them, I have a question. You were telling me now, Einach Nami bin Yomin is a ganev. Einach Nami bin Yomin took the gavia. Aber sada cheshbon, aber was mit der Tate? You're right, what you told me? You're right, al pi halacha we have to stay, he's a ganev. Aber abdecha ora besanar, I can't stay. Veichele veheres ofi banar inenu, pen ere. So Yosef, ani Yosef, ha'oid avichai, when you sold me, you had that cheshbon? You had that cheshbon? What happened to that cheshbon? Person amol in life does epes. Shem Shomayim, kanoes. But the other day, other week, when it comes fakert, what happened to the Shem Shomayim then? What happened to the Benadon Lachaveiro then? And Titus and Yenem, he's not a man, she's an animal. But then when you do it, so they say, what the Mashgichim said, first of all, come, I couldn't wake up in the morning. Shem Hashem, 10 years later, a trip. He went to sleep 5 o'clock in the morning, he jumped out of bed 6 o'clock. You can't say he can't get up in the morning. I was not feeling good. On the day of his wedding, he was feeling even worse, and he was dancing the whole night. But the night said that he couldn't come. Hashem Hashem. I couldn't, I was busy, I had to schmooze. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will prove every person who will bring him the same kind of matzav. That pain, when it was Benazmanim, you never laid in bed for this kind of pain. These guys are every day just sick. Yeah? So they want to bring ambulances for them already. They're sick. Yeah? Benazmanim, they're never sick. Even these guys are sick, but they're not till Benazdorim. Benazdorim, they're awake. Friday, Shabbos, normally they're not sick, these guys. They go to Tapuach, Echlesnish, to all these kind of places, yeah? Look at this lady. Ani Yosef, Aoid Avichai. Chaim Shalevit said in Ander, in Usach Pshat in Bechazal. Said, Yosef told him, Ani Yosef. He didn't explain nothing else. Ani Yosef, the Miyad Chabt. Vayistoyz the Chalomis were Emes. Vayistoyz Yosef was a Navi. Vayistoyz the whole story, what is happening now. Everything fits in place. Everything. Such a mistake they had. For 22 years, they were sure Yosef is a Hoidev. They did the right thing. One word, Ani Yosef. So the Chaim Shalevitz from Olam HaEmes, Hashem will just open the eyes. He will not have to explain. He will not have to explain nothing. And we'll not know how to embarrass. We'll not know what to answer. We'll see all of our life was one big mistake. He just said, I'm Yosef. Everything fits now. I'm not a bad paroi. Everything is punk. ולא יוכלו איך לארץ מפה. היום יוסף אליך וקשונו אליי ויגושו ואתו אל תעוצו ועליכר בעיניכם כי זה שנסיים הרוב בקרב האורץ מערו ועלו אל אבי ואמרתם אלו כה יאמר בנך יוסף. אני יודעת איפה מלווי עוד אז מערו ועלו אל אבי. For sure. What do you think? So they'll start to dance now? Machna Rekide. They go to Kenneth Mechoy, Kenneth Achdus. The father is waiting. Father is waiting. Maru ve'alu el avi. What is the Maru? It made not one of the, I didn't hear from who. Yosef was medactic in Kibbutz. And the minute that the dreams finished and he was Mekayim the Nevuah, every second of the father is bitzar. Please run to my father. Echav kibudav. You will decide. Yes, kid, I have to tell you. I have a chiyuv kibudav. I'm bitzar my father and I'm away. Please run, tell my father. The maru was from his chiyuv kibudav. So the Pasuk says weiter, וישלח, מוסיף את פסוק חוב ד' וישלח את איכו וילכו ויאמר אליהם אל תרגזו בדורך. רש"י says אל תרגזו בדורך. What is אל תרגזו בדורך? אל תתעסק בדבר הלוכה דבר אחר אל תפסו פסיר גסו. Why not to speak and learning? שאל תרגז עליכם הדרך. You could fall. רש"י in Tainis. So don't speak and learning. So we mentioned once, maybe today we'll have it a bit Tosefes. This is what I heard when I was learning in Ponovich. So in Ponovich, because it's the highest place in all of the Tel Aviv area, so the light goes off Shabbos afternoon. We have a generator anyway, but Shabbos afternoon the light goes off. And when the light goes on, then everyone knows in the whole area that Shabbos is over. So even though today already everyone has generators, but because this was like this years ago, and they're scared that we stumble some fried people, that they look in Ponovich, when they see the light, they know that Shabbos is off, Shabbos is over. So, Ada Yom Hazeh, even Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur afternoon is dark in Ponovich. You have special little fires that are lighting. Yom Kippur. Because Chas V'Sholom, a person from Mechal Shabbos, you will see this light in Ponovich. So, Val Hazeh is given Amol, Hazeh is given. So, Numu Shabbos afternoon, after Shabbos Shudas, Islam is pitch dark. So I went up to the Smedrush, and there was a Darshan, Sparshas Vayigash. And he asked this Kasha, what's this Al-Tirgizu Baderech? Till now, Manavshach, when they went down from Eretz Yisrael, Yaakov didn't tell them that not to speak in learning. I mean, also, it's dangerous. You speak in learning, you could fall down. There's little holes, there's little pits, you could fall down. And if Yaakov doesn't tell them, Yosef is a Eber Chochom, he's teaching them, you know, don't speak and learn, you can fall in the other way. The other Pshari told them, don't fight with each other, who sold me. But Rashi says, don't speak and learn. You know, it's dangerous. You speak and learn, you can fall. That's his Pashat. In the beginning, when Yaakov said he needs food, so the brothers ran to Mitzrayim to bring food. And they ran back. The father needs food. Kibudav. It's no time to speak in learning. The father needs food. They ran to Mitzrayim. They ran back. You can't speak in learning. You know, speak in learning the Achim HaKadoshim. Now, when Yosef tells them, Ani Yosef, Ha'oid Avichai. So the Miyad Ois Cheshmi. So why Yosef was sold for 22 years? They have the cup of Chazal, right? They have the Chazal the cup. So why Yosef is sold for 22 years? Al Kolchoch, because Yaakov was not Mekayim Kibudah for 22 years. So connected that, Yaakov was Nenash that Yosef would be sold away for 22 years. Abba Lachu had Shver, Yaakov was away another 14 years. The Torah says he was in Beis Shem Ve'ever, and when you sit and learn, it doesn't take off in the Cheshmer and Kibudah. So now they could speak in learning on the way back, because Talmud Torah doesn't take off in the Cheshmer and Kibudah. So I think Yosef, you're right, but it's dangerous. So till now, Yaakov, anyway, till this Cheshtigal Torah, that when Talmud Torah doesn't take off in Kibudav, was Nischadish in this moment. And this moment was Nischadish in Cheshtigal Torah. Before this moment, the Cheshtigal Torah didn't exist yet. But now, Ani Yosef, Oida Vichai, now they knew this Chiddush. Zog the Pasuk, Vayalu Mitzrayim, Vayovoyu Ola Yitzchanan, Yaakov Aviyah, Ve'agidu Lo Ilei Moir, Oy Yosef Chai, Vechi Hu Amoishu Bechol Eretz Mitzrayim, Vayofeg Liboy Ki Lo Yeemin Lo. Vayofeg Liboy Ki Lo Yeemin Lo. So what's the Pasuk? Ve'agidu Lo Ilei Moir, Oy Yosef Chai, Vechi Hu Amoishu Bechol Eretz Mitzrayim, Vayofeg Liboy Ki Lo Yeemin Lo. Vayidabu Elo Veskoldiv Yosef Asher Dibar Aleihem, Vayares HaGolos, אשר שולח יוסף לוסס איסוי, ותחי רוח אביה. צבוסי לפשט. חזר עשה, ויופג ליבוי כי לא יאמין, and he send the agolus. So we will start from the end. Why he send the agolus? So Rashi says, he was meramis to him that when we left, היו עסק אימוי בפרשס אגלו הרופו. ויארץ הגודש אשר שולח יוסף ולאינו מה ששולח פארוי. זוג די גוין, what is the פשט? So the safe in the גוין was once a aguna that someone came and said Eidus that, you know, he's the husband and, you know, it's a lot of years, but he's the husband. Kitzer. Now, the lady said, I know it's not the husband. But he gave all the simonim that is the husband. All the simonim. She told the guy, I don't know what to say, but I'm telling you, it's not my husband. I don't know. He looks like, it's not him. So the guy said, take him to shul and ask him where people sat in shul. Kitzer, he came to shul, he got all mixed up. So they asked the Goyen how he knew. So when the person is Isaac Betume, he's not Machshir Kedusha. So Mele, he said, Einachanami, Yosef is a Melech. Yosef has a Gavia, he could guess everything. But he would not think about sending that Golas that Yosef, what was the Tzar? Maybe someone chapped Yosef. He took out all the details from Yosef. And now he's coming to say that he's one of the kids of Yankim. And this is the Chshad. So he sent that Golas. If a person is choishesh to mezayif Yosef, he would not think to take the learning, to take these milas and to mezayif the learning. But maybe when he saw the agolas, he knew that Yosef, or Yosef chai, that this is Yosef. But I heard from my father-in-law, which was a part of it last week, vayofeg liboy ki lo yehemin lohem. What Yosef, what Yaakov didn't believe. So Rabbi Ella Lopian would say, he didn't believe that Yosef stayed Erlich HaYidr in Mitzrayim. It was not shayach for a person to be in Mitzrayim and to say and to stay Erlich HaYid. They told him, Oy Yosef Chai. Oy Yosef Chai. Chai means Tzadikim Nikrim Chayim, Roshayim Nikrim Meisim. He didn't believe that it's shaykh that a person is in Mitzrayim so long, and b'meila he didn't believe that it's shaykh to say that he's chai. And vayares ha'agoles, when he saw that Yosef is holding it and learning, Yosef members his learning, then v'tichi yeruch Yaakov aviyah. But what Yaakov didn't believe, vayofeg liboy ki lo yehemin, that Yosef is a chai. But that Yosef is dear, could be. Why he didn't believe? Why he didn't believe? Could be, man. But if I can't, I don't know, he was never Mekabel Mechama. He knew that Yosef, and now they found Yosef. Why it can't be that he found Yosef? But Yosef chai, who are Moshe b'chalaretz Mitzrayim, and is a melech in Mitzrayim, and he's keeping Torah and mitzvahs. And that's what I said last week. Ma'asim Rebele, and this he said at Rebele. But I said, what Chazal say, Boitzei Abirech Nietz Hashem. Chazal say, and the pasuk in Yehuda, Chazal say, "Bitzei abirich nietz Hashem." What is "Bitzei abirich nietz Hashem"? Chazal say, if a person is mevorich Yehuda, that Yehuda said, "Mabetza, ki narig esochinu vechisinu es domoi, eres nietz Hashem." He's menayetz Hashem. Why? Because Yehuda doesn't deserve no credit for saying, "Mabetza, ki narig esochinu vechisinu es domoi." Why? Because he sold him to Mitzrayim. It's worse. It's better to die in the boil from being in Mitzrayim. Because in Mitzrayim, B'derech HaTeva, was no way that Yosef will stay Ruchni. Rebbe was Moisif, Chazal say, Vayova Yachadro, Nirasalo Dmusovi Bachaloim. On the Dmusovi Bachaloim, Yosef today would be Nechas Moilom Abi, would be over in Gilei Arayas. It was a Nes. Hashem saved him. But he almost came to the Matzev, and Vayova Yosef Achadro. The Mele Yaakov didn't believe that Yosef Taki managed to aim at the Nisoyim. When Adem is Beitzei Abirich Nietz Hashem. And I said over a Maisa, I heard by Rav Shteyman, they surfaced to this Maisa, that Rebbele told my father-in-law that was a Yid, that was living in Poland, and his kid wanted to go to America. And in that days in America, it was Shmad, but he couldn't convince the kid. Couldn't convince the kid, so the parents walked the kid to the deck. And when the kid went on the boat, the parents started to die that the boat would drown. And the boat drowned. Because it's better that he will die from being in America. I was by Shteyman last week, and I was told that I found out the stakaze, that this was one of the kids of Rebbele. Rabbeinu Lapian said a ma'isa beguf shlishi, but this is one of the kids of Rabbeinu Lapian. He was diving on his own kid. And Hashem was mekabel b'och Hashem's tefillah. And his kid drowned. Well, and the pshat is, does he nishken let? So I was by Shteyman this week. And I was outside the room, and inside was a person from an organization, it's called Shmaya. For kids that can't hear. And they were asking of Shteyman, they have a meisah in Bnei Brak. And someone wants to, all the kids are Haredim. All the kids are Haredim. And as a friar person, they want to bring his kid into the cheder. Because his kid doesn't hear. They live in a different place in Tel Aviv somewhere. They're planning to move into Bnei Brak. There's a neighborhood there, a mixed neighborhood, part of Scots. Now the kid will hear, the kid can hear. That place could help the kid to hear. They're not planning to become fruit. They're not a shachas, the fruit kind of chlal. However, the kid will wear a yarmulke in the school. And they want to know all the kids are Haredim. It's the first time that a not Haredi kid is approaching the school. Because it's such a good school. And the shaila is that, you know, especially these kids, the most effect that they get is from what is around them. So the shaila is if such a kid could have a bad ashpoya or not. This was the shaila. So Shteyman told him, I see the shaila different. If he's not planning to become from this kid, so now he's a shaita. The Rashi says in Gittin Daf Ayin, but if a person doesn't hear, he's a shaita. So if he will do avedas, he will be a shaita. I said, after I say Rashash. Someone doesn't talk, he doesn't speak, it's a Mishnah, they don't say Rashash. Yeah, when I say Rashash, it's because of that, it's like a Rashash. That the male is like the Rashash, it's a Shaita. The male of Allah is a Shaita. So if you will become a Bar Mitzvah and you'll do Aveiros, Shaita. Now, if you will make him to hear, your school, and you'll do Aveiros, you're able to leave him, but he will stay a Shaita. Leave him a Shaita. Now, they help such a kid not to be a Shaita. We don't understand what is a Chet. A better diamond, that the kid will drown. Oy Yosef Chai, Vayofik Libri Kilayami. Vayari Sa Golis. He said, oh, Sada Golis. Sada Golis, Yosef, Adachir Ruach Avir. Now the Pasuk says before, Pasuk of Beis, Lekulam Nosen Leis Chalifo Ismolis, Ulebinyomi Nosan Shloish Mois Kesef, Vechamesh Mois Chalifo Ismolis. So Chazal said that he gave everyone one suit. Well, Ibn Yamin, he gave five suits. Zot Rashi. Malbush, Zot Rashi. There's no Rashi on this pasuk. Frag the Gemara. The Gemara says, Osu l'shana is b'noi ben abali. Christians are not allowed to give one kid more from the other kids. Why? Well, it says, lessen the parents. Yosef, the father, made him a ksenis pasim, and look what happened. So also l'shan is b'noi ben abonim. This is not allowed to make one kid different from all the kids. Then the Gemara asked the kasha, why Binyamin got five suits? Also l'shan is b'noi ben abonim. So the Gemara, remez romaz loy. She'osi lotzes mino Mordechai, she'elovush b'tchei l'schur agomon. It's a very short. What is the answer? For a remez, you're allowed to. Can't say. For a remez, you're allowed to. So the Goyen says like this. Be'etzim is another kasha. Where he was meramis to him five. Everyone got a suit. Binyamin got four extra. So how he has a remez that Mordechai that will wear five clothes will come out from him. One suit he got like all the brothers. So the Goyen says, look at the pasuk inside. Perek mem hei pasuk chav beis. Lechulam nosan leish chalifois, with a vav. Ule binyami nosan shloish mois kesef, vechameish chalifois on a vav. You see, mem hei pasuk chav beis. Zog the Goyen, the suits that binyami got, all of the five were worth exactly like the suit. How much they got the most expensive? They got the Israeli suit, yeah? So, five suits of theirs were worth one suit of the other brothers. So the Mele, so why? Because he wanted to show that when Binyamin will come out from him, some of them will wear five different clothes. So all the five are Meramis. He was Mishana the whole five. Meila Zog the Gaon doesn't know what means the answer. He didn't give, when you read the Pasuk, you think he gave him extra. So then you have a Kasha, Al Yishana. He didn't give him extra. He gave him exactly the word the same. He just made it in different kind of clothes. He divided it to items that will have a remes. Doesn't enter the Gemara. Don't think the word chomesh is because he gave him five times more. He gave him five different clothes just to show the remes. Because it's The first Khalifa has a vav means fully. The other Khalifas are missing a vav. Binyamin's Khalifa has failed. It's chaser. I mean, it was not the same amount of Khalifas. It was a schwacher Khalifa. It's a Khalifa that is missing a vav. Five schwach Khalifas. What? Nafal Kasha. I mean, the Gemara doesn't ask a Kasha in the 300. Ask a Kasha in the Gemara. The Gemara will answer. But the Gemara asked the Gemara answer. Now, Asaf has a kasha for the Gemara. The Gemara asked the kasha how he gave him five khalifas. The Gemara answers the teretz, so the Goyim pshat. Now, the Mefoshim say, Stama under the teretz and the Goyim's kasha. Where's the five? Chutz, only four. Why he gave them suits? Stama, so his brothers came, they gave him new suits. So what does that mean? You found again in the teretz that people give suits to each other. Hugs, kisses. Sheep, Abba. What? Because he didn't mean that to kill different people. This, like, Kodesh Baruch Hu made Shimshon to do it, but like this he will kill 300 Plishtim, as they stated in Pasuk Dokum. But Atzas Hashem Hoysa, the Sachsach Shimshon of Plishtim. So what's the pshat? The Talmud says, because Hillel Maisi caused them to tear the clothes for no reason. He put the Gaviyah, Ba'am Tachas Bin Yomim, says in the end of Parshas Mikes, and everyone tore the clothes. Maisi for no reason. They tore the clothes because Bin Yomim is a gamut. The man said he faked this whole story. So he's a mazik. So he had to give him a suit. Binyamin never tore his suit. Because he claimed that he never stole. They said, everyone tore the clothes, Binyamin didn't glow. So Binyamin Be'etzem, he didn't deserve to get a suit. So the whole five is a present. Well, we asked the kasha, it's only four extra, but Binyamin is five extra. Now, the Mephoshim say they feed them another pshat in the 300. When a person sells someone to a Eved, the knas is shloshim. If you steal a yid and you sell him, it's shloshim. If you sell to a goy, it's p'esa, so shloshmois. So every one of the brothers really owed Yosef knas shloshmois over. Yosef was meichel them. So the Maaseh, they gained, at that minute, everyone gave 300 zuvim. However, Binyamin never owed him, so he had to give him 300. So now it's not called that Binyamin is more. Binyamin never owed him money. They owed him 300. So he says, you know what, I'm Marichah. Kiri we got. So now Binyamin is missing. He's Mechil is like the Gittuch. So Chil, Kiri is Kabalti. So the pasuk later, the pasuk says that Yosef tells the brothers, "You didn't do nothing." Atem lo yatem shlachtani yasiyino ki elokim veisimeni laav lepari uleodem lechol beis yomayshu b'chol eretz mitzrayim. You didn't do nothing. It's not your chet. You didn't do nothing. And the same thing later in Parshas Vayechi. They go over to him, and they say, our father said, and Yosef says again, you never did nothing. Zogt Rabbeinu Bechaye, well, Yosef never said that he's Moicha. Yosef told him, I'm not Makbid, Hashem sent it. Hashem Shlochani, you didn't do nothing. So it was felt in the Mechila. Rabbeinu Bechaye says, from here, if you come to ask a Mechila from someone, he tells you, no, it's nothing. Be makpi that he will say, I'm Moichel. Yosef also said, Gomish, I like him, Shlachani. It's not you. It doesn't help that he said it's not you. But Val Yosef never said, I'm Moichel. Smil was a sorrow who gave Malchus. As is what I'm going to be. Now it says they went to Yankiv. Vayomer Yaakov, Vayomer Yisrael, Rav, Oid Yosef bni Chai, Elchenu Elcho ve'erenu b'terem Omus. So I remember a maizah with my chavrusa, today's Magid Shir in Brachfeld. His grandmother was very sick. And his father didn't have any extra money. He went to ask him from Zalman Eirbach if it's an inyan from Kibbud Av that he will go to America to see his mother before she dies. Or not. He doesn't have that money. It's money that he doesn't have. It's not like he really could help her. The shayla is to make her that nachasuach. For him then $1,000 a hoin rav. To spend that money that his mother will have this nachas or not. You know, he has different shibudim. So Shem Zalman said, if the mother will recognize you as an inyan, if the mother would not recognize you when you come, then he told him not to go. We'll see later, maybe under a pshat. The Pasuk says, Vayisa Yisrael v'chol asher lo v'ber sheva, v'yomer Elohim l'Yisrael b'maris halaylo. V'yomer Yaakov, Yaakov, v'yomer hineini. ויאמר אלוהים לישראל במרוס הלילה, ויאמר יעקב יעקב ויאמר הנני. So the משחוכמה has your vault. אחד כמו אברהמסקי רוצה על המול, על this משחוכמה, that it's נאמר ברוח הקודש. Why יעקב אבינו gets מרוס הלילה? Gets ביוס מרוס הלילה, and ויאצי has a dream. All of the others have normal נבואס. And Yaakov, Perek Mevov, Posuk Beis. Why Yaakov gets Maris Halayla? Parshas Vayetze. The big nevuah from the Chaloyim, but the Sun of Mutzav Arzo, is the middle of the night. Why in the middle of the night? It's not because Yaakov was going out to Mitzrayim, by us. And then he was going down to Lavan. And Lavan is Golus. There's no Shechina in Golus. There's no Hegle. Kadosh Baruch Hu was meramis to him, Yaakov, even balaylo, even when it's dark, I will be there and I will be with you. Even when you'll be in the choshech, and the Mitzrayim, I will be with you. Golu lebover shchino imoe. Says this is the pshat, Avraham tikkun tefilas shachris, Yaakov tikkun tefilas mincho, and Yaakov metaken tefilas arvis, but he spoke about it then, the title he was metaken it, but this is the pshat, Yaakov tikkun tefilas arvis, this is the Yaakov, Yaakov, ayoymer hineini, Yaakov is the one that even begolus, he's the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that even when the choshech, if a person is mechaber himself, to the nevuah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a gilui vayter. The Gemara says, "Eina nevuah shere b'chutz laaretz," but if the Navi was nisnabe b'Eretz Yisrael, so it's shere b'chutz laaretz. Says Yaakov is connected ma'ariv. The Gemara says connected avarim v'pdorim. He made a shchita b'yoyim, so you could carry bringing it b'laylo. So the Meshachoch finishes b'meile kol ha'oichzim b'maisa aviseyim, and the mamshich then they could have a gilu shchino even in begolus. This is what Hashem told Yaakov Avinu. By you, if you mamshich, I will be with you even b'choshech halayla. So the main of the chaloyim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu especially came b'chaloyim to show, don't think in the golus is no shechina, even in the golus is a shechina. So the pasuk says weiter, Vayokem Yaakov, פוסק חופכס, וסיהודו שולח לפונו וליוסף להוריס לפונו וגוישנו, ויבויו ארצה גוישה, זאת רשי, להוריס לפונו וכתרגומוי, לפנס למוקוי, ומדרש הגודה, להוריס לפונו ולתקן לוי בייס תלמוד, שמשום תצטר. סמות נזח. All the brothers are going together, he sends Yudo ahead, to open a yeshiva. I'm asking Shah, what do you think Yaakov was schmoozing when he met Shimon? He asked him, what is happening in Aza? What he asked him? Where you went for Shabbos? Spoken learning. Achim HaKadoshim. Why do you need a yeshiva? You can learn at home. We'll come there. Yehuda will start at one of the rooms. Me'oilom avoseinu leiposko yeshiva. So wide you have to have a bismedrish to sit and learn. So when Yaakov goes to Mitzrayim, he sends Yehuda ahead to open a bismedrish. That's a big message for everyone who will be every time in life, any place in the world. Don't say, I can learn home, what is the problem? Has to be a bismedrish. Has to be a mokim kavua to learn. Even Yankiv and Achim HaKdoshim, it's not enough. You have to have a mokim kavua letfile. If you don't have a mokim kavua letfile, I'm sorry, the learning, ma'olam v'poska, Avrom zokin v'yoshiv v'yoshiv. Avrom zokin v'yoshiv v'yoshiv. Yankiv went 14 years b'shem v'eiver. He's going to Mitzrayim. Yaakov is sitting and learning. Yosef is there. Yosef will take care of everything. Yehuda, be sure that this medrash, you know, the benches, be sure that it's Mesuda. The Velt says a vitz. The Velt says that Yaakov sent him the Agolas that he was learning 22 years ago. So the Velt says, so he said, so if Yaakov is learning 22 the Parshas Egla Arufa, so he means Mele has to go to learn Beis HaTalmud. So Mele, he told him to open the Beis HaTalmud. As I developed, says the vote. But Be'etzem, the Iker Rashi is about it. Now the Pasuk says, above the Pasuk, Pasuk Choftes, Vayeser Yosef is Merkavtoi, Vayal Ikras Yisroel Oviv, Vayero Elov, Vayipol Al Tzavoro, Vayifk Al Tzavoro Void. Plus it's Vayero Elov. Plus it's Vayero Elov. So it's two pshotik. The Piskerov said pshat that we don't know what it means. Abba Yaakov said erenu beterem omus. Not like Rishon Zalman. Grace in Yoni. Yosef went zog the Piskerov to mekayim that aloche. Vayero elo. Oh, you see me. Yaakov had epis ha'inyan erenu beterem omus. Vayero elo. But the Velt says that what was vayero elo? That Yosef went, and he was over than himself, he also missed his father. That his ganze halicha is to give his father the pleasure to see him. Not vayero es oviv, vayero elov. He was makpid that his father will see him. His ganze, this was the avodas Hashem. He also had an anoyah to see his father. But he was makpid that the halicha was vayero elov. Yenis ben Uzir says a andere pshat in ganzen. It says in Pasuk of Tes, Vatakas Yosef HaKtartei, Vekodem di ishtamu avue, Sagadle. Before he showed himself to his father, Yaakov bent down and was mishtachle. Vishayel mehevi shon ektir. And because of that, Yosef died. Vishamile. Yaakov saw Yosef from far, he was sure it's power. So he was nishtachle. And Yosef was chayv misa in that. Then, vayero elov, and he said, no, I'm Yosef, I'm not Paroi. You know, he normally would walk with his gown. So the Velt, some of the Zach, although it was the dream that Yaakov has to nishtachle. And that's like we said last week. Yaakov is nishtachle later, vayishtachle Yaakov al Rosh HaMito. We said, the aloch in the dream was that Yaakov would be nishtachle to Yosef, not to Paroi. So this is Shtachavoy, was a bizoyer. So like, this is the pshat. Yosef really was trying to stop it. Yosef is the din that Yaakov has to see Yosef as Yosef, not as power. What? Yeah, but the other brothers, the dream was the Mishtach with the power in the first dream. Because the Mishtach with the Alumas Yosef. So it was the two dreams. First dream was the Shtachavoy with the Alumas Yosef, and the second dream was Mishtach with Li. And the first dream was only the Achim, not Yosef, not Yaakov. They have to mishtach with the power, not the Yaakov. Now the Pasuk says that he brings Yaakov to Yosef, Yaakov to Paroi, Vayomer Paroi Elecho, Vayomer Pasuk Zayin, ויובי יוסף אס יעקב אבי ועמידהו לפני פרוי, ויבורך יעקב אס פרוי. ויאמר פרוי אל יעקב, כמה ימי שני חייך? כמה ימי שני חייך? ויאמר יעקב אל פרוי, ימי שני מגורי שלושה מהשונו, מעט ורואים הו ימי שני חיי. ולא השיגו את ימי שני חיי אבויסי בימי מגורי. So Chazal say, why he asked him? And normally Pharaoh had a door that he had to bend down to go in. But the Malach came and picked it up, that Yaakov doesn't have to bend down because it was Avodah Zarah there when you walked in. And it happened also when Avraham Avinu came inside. So he wanted to know how old he is. We say there's a famous Maaseh, a person said he was driving, he was taking the Chofetz Chaim in a wagon. And they were passing, and every time when they passed near a base of it, the Chofetz Chaim fell asleep. His head was down. And every time when they passed near a base of it, talking in the dream, the Chofetz Chaim picked up his head. I will not look like a Ishtachavoy. In the dream, in the sleep, the head of the Chofetz Chaim would stand up every time when they passed near a base of it. So the Das Kenim is a Givaldik Das Kenim. Chaim Shmulevitz would say this year was Yahrzeit. Kama Yemei Shnei Chayecho. Pshat. Fisherosh is Zokin Meroy. The Sauris Roshi Viscano Levonis Meroy Zikna. Shalken. Vuona Yemei Megura Ishloishu Maat Shono Maat Veroim. Kalema Maatem Shnoisai. Elamitoich Rois Shahoyoli Kofzo Olai Zikna. Medrash. Beshosh Omar Yaakov Maat. Omar Yaakov Ishbochu. Ani Miltiho Meisov Milovon. Ichzartil Chodino. Gam Yosef. אתו מישראל על חייךו שמעט ורואים חייךו שמיינים חייךו שמניין הטייבויס שיש מן ויומר עד בימי מגורי כיחסרו משנויסךו שלא יתיחנה כי חי יצחק וביחו בהם למד ג' טייבס ובמניין זה נחסרו מחייו שער יצחק חי קופי 180 ויעקב לחי אלו קוף ממזי. Because he said Yemei Rai, Hashem took off 33 words. 33 years. Now count the Pasuk test. How much words are in Pasuk, test? What? I can see. Well, how much? 25. No, so how where Hashem took off 33? So the you count from the pasuk Ches, doctor. So now you have 33. Shaila is you could punish Yaakov to what he answered. How you could punish Yaakov to what Paro asked him? Maybe count the whole parsha and take off his years. Well, his answer is a bad answer. Zok Reb Chaim Shmulevi, it's a givaldik avot. This week is the old side. A little mishmosay. Zok Reb givaldik avot. He says. Why Paroi asked it? The Askenim starts. He saw him white, long hair, old Tzubrochen as I. He looked like an old man. If Yaakov would not feel that Yemei Chayei Shnei Chayei Me'at Veroim, Yaakov would not look so white. Was it Tviya and Yaakov that he looked like old? That he looked like he passed a hard life? This was also a Tviya and Yaakov. The Mele, the Kashe from Paroi is also the Tviya and Yaakov. The Tviya and Yaakov is also. Remember, we count the 33 years from the pasuk Vayomer Paroi. I'll just finish with a vote from Lavi. I heard from him today. He asked, "What the pshat?" Okay, the Das Kenim says, "You meet someone. Hello, how old are you?" It's not a proper kasha that you ask. So this is the first kasha Paroi asked Yaakov, "How old are you?" So he said, Yaakov gave him a brocha, v'yavorich ha'yisoy. Rashi, Chazal said that he gave him a brocha, that the Nilus will go up likras Paroi. That every time when he goes, the water will come up. And the minute the Rov stopped. That's what it says. Miyad when he came, the Rov stopped. So Paroi knew that the Rov was stopping. But he asked him, how old are you? You know, you're trying to be with us for a long time. We could rely on this nest. As soon as you're leaving, you will again get stuck. So this he said, I want to know if we have enough years yet to be Samech HaMunez. Stop it.